It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ABC News featured Caleb Mueller's story on 2020 over the weekend. Mueller was killed by ISIS terrorists last year after months of rape and torture. Now, witnesses have come forward in the ABC report and said that she refused to recant her Christian faith in the face of her executioners.
My name is Kayla Mueller. I need your help. I've been here too long. I've been very sick. It's very terrifying here.
Mueller also helped other young ladies escape captivity and assured them she would pray for their escape. One of these young Yazidi ladies told ABC News, quote, "I will never forget this sacrifice. She was very good to us. I will never forget." Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and they loved not their life unto the death." The Congressional Budget Office is projecting a 35% increase in the federal deficit this year over last year. Based on current projections for spending, the CBO expects the debt to soar over the next decade unless some government leadership has the character or takes the initiative to reverse it. Fox News reports that neither Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton have made the debt problem an issue. Neither have committed to reducing government spending. The Kaiser Family Foundation provides independent research on health insurance coverage. And the latest report sounds a dire warning for Obamacare packages. Some counties in America will be left with no coverage, and about a third of U.S. counties will have only one insurance coverage option left. A would-be terrorist was stopped in his tracks by God's good providence on Sunday morning in Indonesia. The teenager attempted to kill a priest and set off explosives at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in the city of Medan. The bombs did not go off, and the young man was arrested. The authorities are now questioning the teenager for his motives in the attack. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission expressed his concern at a conference on Friday that American Christians have made politics part of their identity. Italy's government is concerned that reconstruction efforts, after last week's earthquake, may be obstructed by the country's mafia. Franco Roberti, an anti-mafia prosecutor, said that rebuilding can be a good opportunity for crime groups to take advantage of local businesses and individuals affected by the quake. 12 Anglican churches are meeting this week to show their support for God-ordained marriage. They are affirming what they call the Jerusalem Statement, and they will be discussing future moves should the wider Anglican Church accept homosexual marriage. Isaiah 28:2 says, "Behold, the Lord has one who is mighty and strong, like a storm of hail, a destroying tempest, like a storm of mighty overflowing waters. He casts down to the earth with his hand." More than 300 reindeer